الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر كبيرا، والحمد لله كثيرا، وسبحان الله وبحمده بكرة وأصيلا. لا إله إلا الله وحده صدق وعده ونصر عبده وأعز جنده وهزم الأحزاب وحده، لا شيئا قبله ولا شيئا بعده. لا إله إلا الله ولا نعبد إلا إياه، مخلصين له الدين ولو كره الكافرون. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وعلى أصحاب سيدنا محمد وعلى أنصار سيدنا محمد وعلى أزواج سيدنا محمد وعلى ذرية سيدنا محمد وسلم تسليما كثيرا. رب اغفر لي ولوالدي، رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. الحمد لله، الحمد لله حمد الكاملين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. الحمد لله الذي هدانا للإيمان والإسلام وشرفنا بنبيه العدنان سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ولا نظير له في علو شأنه وعظيم سلطانه، ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده وحبيبه ورسوله، أرسله من أرجح العرب ميزانًا، فأوضح الطريقة ونصح الخليقة صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله، والله أكبر، الله أكبر ولله الحمد، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله، الله أكبر، الله أكبر ولله الحمد، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله، الله أكبر، الله أكبر ولله الحمد. وشرفنا بأصحابه الكرام الأجلاء في خدمة الإسلام ومحاربة الكفر وإظهار كلمة الله سبحانه وتعالى، ألا لله الدين الخالص، وإظهار كلمة التوحيد في عقائد المسلمين وعقائد البشرية جمعاء، صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وخلفائه المهديين من بعده ووزرائه العاملين في عهده، خصوصا منهم على الأئمة خلفاء رسول الله على التحقيق، أمراء المؤمنين حضرات أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي ذوي القدر الجلي، وعلى بقية الصحابة والتابعين رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين. الله
أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله، والله أكبر، الله أكبر ولله الحمد، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله، والله أكبر، الله أكبر ولله الحمد.
قال الله تعالى في كتابه الكريم: وإذ ظلموا أنفسهم جاءوك فاستغفروا الله واستغفر لهم الرسول لوجدوا الله توابا رحيما. أو مسلم، الحمد لله that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the chance to see another Ramadan and to see another Eid. And alhamdulillah that we are saying farewell to Ramadan and welcoming the Eid. And Eid al-Fitr is farhatun lis-sa'im bi sutrihi wa farhatun bi 'afwihi min an-nar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, according to Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the person who is fasting has two Eid. One Eid, two happiness, two matters that has to be happy with it. First is that
As soon as he ends up Ramadan, he is happy with his breaking his fast and not fasting anymore. And the other one is the happiness of the Atkum min al-Nar. That relieves him and relieves him from the hellfire. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made Ramadan into three parts. First part of Ramadan is mercy. Rahmatul. أوله أول عشرة أيام من رمضان رحمة وأوسطه مغفرة وآخره عتق من النار. The first 10 days are رحمة, blessing, mercy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends on humanity. Second 10 days, after you finish your first 10 days, you receive this mercy. Second 10 days, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is looking at his servant who is fasting for him, because Allah said subhanahu wa ta'ala that أَصَّمُ لِي وَأَنَا أَجْزِي بِهِ. Fasting is for me. Not for anyone else. It's for me. And I will reward for it. So when the Arab is fasting, his first 10 days, Allah is happy with him. The second 10 days, Allah forgives him from his sins. So all our sins, we must believe that all our sins are being forgiven in Ramadan. Only because you are fasting, not because we are doing Taraweeh or we are staying all night or we are doing this or we are doing that. No. It's enough to fast from Fajr to Maghrib that give us the barakah and the reward of maghfirah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the last 10 days, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has changed you, has polished you in the first 10 days with his mercy and prepare you for his maghfirah, the second 10 days, when these 10 days come and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enter you into a tunnel of cleansing yourself, cleaning yourself through his forgiveness, now you are pure innocent from everything you have committed from Ramadan to Ramadan. As you are clean now, as Allah gave you this opportunity, then when you are clean, you are not anymore committed to hellfire. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us in the 10 days, second 10 days, to release us in the last 10 days from hellfire. And the last 10 days is atqum min al-nar. It's freeing us from hellfire. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala frees someone, mean that person, fire cannot touch him, that fire cannot hurt him, not as it was for Ibrahim alayhi salam, Ya narukuni barda wa salaman ala Ibrahim, oh fire, be barda wa salaman, cool and peace on Ibrahim, all fires of dunya, all fires of akhirah, Allah promised to us to be cool and mercy and peace on humanity. So that makes the person who is fasting have a happiness and to feel a happiness in himself when he is realizing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him a chance that's relieving him and releasing him from hellfire. When someone is released from hellfire, he has a happiness, and that's why Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "One happiness in his breaking his fast and getting this release from hellfire. The second happiness is the happiness of Eid al-Fitr. That happiness of Eid." After being released from hellfire, you are celebrating, you are enjoying, you are rejoicing that Allah has given you the chance to be a new person after Ramadan, and nothing on him of any sense, whatever was the sense. Allah promised forgive us. Means no one can stop His forgiveness. And Allah, when He promised, He is generous. He will not take it back. O Muslims, rejoice, be happy, be thankful in this Eid that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the chance to live another life, to live a new life, to live an innocent life from beginning, without sins and without doing something that Allah forbid haram, without entering into things that Allah does not like. O Muslims, brothers and sisters, make yourself to be a vehicle for others, to guide them to the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to the way of Islam. It is the only way for salvation. There is no other way that we can find to take us from the salvation except the salvation of Islam. There is no other way to take us from dunya except the way of Islam. And the way of Islam has to be in our heart, in our actions, in our deeds, not only in our tongues, by saying La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, we are Muslim, but we have to act on it. Not saying it by tongues and leaving the actions and deeds behind, or else our Islam is incomplete. Muslims, they have a duty that Allah gave to them, the duty of educating and spreading Islam wherever it is necessary, wherever it must be reached, not sitting and praying their own prayers, their obligations, and fasting Ramadan, and doing what they have to do, it's not enough. But they have to plant the seed of Islam into the hearts of non-Muslims. And that's why Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his Sahaba and the Tabi'een and Tabi'ut Tabi'een and scholars of Islam gave their life for spreading Islam east and west. We must be ambassadors for Islam wherever we can, wherever we are, at any time, at any moment, without hesitation, not only sitting and working and doing things that is for our benefit, it's not enough. We have to do also work for the benefit of humanity and not to leave them behind. Eid, the biggest Eid that Muslims like to see, the biggest Eid for Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened for him Mecca, and from every tribe, from every nation, from every life, from every way of life, Muslims began to enter into Islam. And Allah said, إِذَا جَاءَ رَسُلُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْهُ إِنَّهُ كَانَ تَوَّابًا. He said to his messenger that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala victory came, and you are seeing from all aspects of life, from all kinds of tribes and nations, people begin to enter Islam, praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this big Eid, for this big thing. And we Muslims, the followers of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his greatest Eid is to see all humanity entering Islam. Because Allah said in Holy Quran that we have sent you mercy to human beings. He sent his mercy for all humanity. And that is the case where Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is happy to see that everyone, every human being that he was caring for him is entering into Islam. And Allah subhanahu sister, we have a great job here in United States. Where is the freedom is so much that is spoiling our children, spoiling our sons, spoiling our wives, spoiling everything that it is in its way. We must face it with belief from Islam. We must face it with belief of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Prophet, and support each other to be one body, united for the benefit of humanity and benefit of Islam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be happy with you, be happy with us, be happy with everyone, and may Allah shower His blessings on us and shower His blessings on every individual that might be guided to Islam, and Allah may shower His guidance to the non-Muslims to guide them to come to this deen, to this religion, and keep us also with His mercy to keep us on the Sunnah of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the way of his Sahaba and the way of his saints. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide the Muslim nation and everyone to the best of their benefit. Allahu Akbar,
Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفر إنه كان توابا. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم ولسائر المستغفرين فيا فوزا المستغفرين استغفر الله.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd.
اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ونبينا محمد صلاة تنجينا بها من جميع الأهوال والآفات وتقضي لنا بها جميع الحاجات وتطهرنا بها من جميع السيئات وترفعنا بها عندك أعلى الدرجات وتبلغنا بها أفضل الغايات من جميع الخيرات في الحياة وبعد الممات. الله
أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، ولله الحمد، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، ولله الحمد، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، ولله الحمد.
Those of you that did not yet pay their zakat of fitr, they have to give it as soon as possible now. Before we go out, because their fasting will be not released until the zakat of fitr is been given. And for those who cannot afford
Zakatul Fitr is an obligation. And on everyone, even you cannot afford, it has to be paid. And Prophet ﷺ did not accept anyone that would not pay his Zakatul Fitr, even if he is poor. He had to pay. From the other side, Prophet ﷺ used to distribute back Zakatul Fitr. When he received it, he used to give other poor people, the same poor people, to give them more from rich people. But poor people have to collect and have to prepare themselves from beginning of Ramadan to end to give Zakatul Fitr. And for those who can afford, it is $7, they said it from 7 and up, whatever you like to give. And those who cannot afford, $5 at least, you have to give for your Zakatul Fitr. And it is a duty of every person in the family, even a child, even someone in the womb of his mother, has to be given for him Zakatul Fitr. So those who did not give can give now, or they can give when they go, if anyone likes to go to other, to the, where they have a big gathering in whatever they have it in the Great America Convention Center, they can go there and they have to pay. But the only problem that masajid, they are not understanding what is the meaning of Zakatul Fitr, is the problem that they collect Zakatul Fitr. But the Zakatul Fitr, to be collected, it's okay, but it has to be given also before the Eid prayer back. It has to be given to the poor at that time. You cannot take it and collect it and put it in a saving account and say, this is Zakatul Fitr. What I am seeing is many people putting boxes and collecting Zakatul Fitr from people. So your obligation is all right. You have given. But now it's on their shoulder that they are not spending it immediately on the right time. So that is a burden, and that makes our fasting are incomplete when they cannot find someone to give Zakatul Fitr to. So Zakatul Fitr has to be spent immediately before Eid or at Eid time, not by giving it through the boxes where they are collecting, but it has to be given, after collected, has to be given immediately to some poor people and needy people. And that's why my advice to you is that it's better to pay the Zakatul Fitr of the last 10 days, and you can give it by yourself to some needy people in your family, or some homeless, or some people that you know they are in need, not necessary to quote the last moment at the Eid prayer, and you have the boxes there, that's Zakatul Fitr, that's Sadaqah, that's whatever, and people are seeing them putting so much money in the box of Zakatul Fitr. That is not acceptable. That is wrong. The way the system they are doing it is wrong, completely wrong. And this makes our Zakatul Fitr is incomplete. Whatever Zakatul Fitr has to be given, has to be released by a prayer to the other. Or else, what we have done is we did our duty, but it is incomplete. And it is on them, it is a burden on their neck till Judgment Day. So I'm sorry to say that I am seeing many people have Zakatul Fitr and they distribute it after might be 1 month or 2 months when they receive it, which is completely wrong against the Islamic Sharia of Prophet. So those who did not give, they can give immediately, and I don't want it to be burden on me also, because I cannot carry, and that's why I recommend always to give Zakatul Fitr the last 10 days, not the last moment. Because last 10 days we can find people to do it. But last moment, we are stuck also like others. So, but if anyone has, we can deliver it today before 10 o'clock or 11 to someone, because it has to be before Zuhr. Because Salatul Eid is a sunnah, is obligatory sunnah, and can be till noon time. before noon, little bit. So we can release it to some people. Whatever left with me, I can add it on it and give it to those people who are coming to take it. But if you did not pay, if you have paid, alhamdulillah, it's okay. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد وبارك اللهم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات واغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم ثبتنا على الإسلام اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان اللهم نور قلوبنا بنور القرآن اللهم عافق رقابنا ورقاب آبائنا وأمهاتنا وأولادنا وأجدادنا وجداتنا وأبنائنا وأخواتنا وأعمامنا وعماتنا وأخواننا وخالاتنا من النار اللهم كن لنا ولا تكن علينا اللهم انصرنا على القوم المفسدين اللهم انصرنا على القوم المفسدين اللهم انصر سلطاننا سلطان المسلمين اللهم انصر إمامنا إمام المسلمين اللهم ثبتنا في خدمته اللهم كن لنا ولا تكن علينا وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين وكل عام وأنتم بخير May Allah bless you and support you. Those who did not pray Eid, they can pray on the side, those who missed Salatul Eid.
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد